Praise the Lord, this is Rosario Abati, founder of Scriptures for Us. I want to thank everybody for listening tonight. We're going to take about maybe a half hour, maybe a little longer, to discuss a few things that we think are important to help you build your business. Now, we're going to have these live blog talk radio shows on a regular basis, so make sure you look at your emails. It might be a good idea, actually, to look at your emails on a daily basis, because not only do we send out information about our blog talk radio shows, but we also send out information about some of the new things that we may be doing. We do that through Script News for Us, and we send out those newsletters about twice a week. So it's a good idea to know exactly what's going on. One other thing you like to know is that all of these shows are recorded and are archived on your website. So if you miss tonight or you have to hang up halfway through, then it's, you're able to listen to the complete show 24/7 once it's placed on the website. Now, we're going to do a few things with that particular website. We're going to be moving it to another site, so a little bit easier to access everything there. There's the link. The site that we're on now seems to, the links seem to get, excuse me, get broken a little bit more than they should. So in a week or so, we're going to switch that over to a different part of the website, so you won't, no one will have that problem. But anyhow, if you if this is your first time, if you want to say something or make a comment, we always make sure that whatever you're going to be commenting on or asking a question about, that it has something to do with the show that we're talking about tonight. I should say the subject we're talking about tonight. This is not the place where you're going to call up and say, well, I, you know, ordered some products last week and I haven't received them yet. Okay, this is not for that. If you have any questions that are that don't concern this show, such as an order or info pack or whatever, okay, that you do, you have to call the office. Now, if you want to ask a question or just give a comment during the show, we allow that. Now, all you have to do is press 1 on your touch tone phone, and we'll be able to see your microphone. It'll light up, and then we'll put you on the air. And when you're here on your end, unmuted, that means you can start talking, and I even say, okay, caller, start calling. I start talking. So let's, you know, whenever you want to say something or have a comment or a question during the show, you know, feel free to touch 1 on your touch tone phone, and I'll know that you're wanting to ask a question or give a comment. Now, if you don't know anything about scriptures, or if you're not a member, then what I suggest you do is talk to the person who told you about this blog talk radio show, and you can sign up through their website. You know, that would mean that person would be your sponsor, okay? Now, if you don't have a sponsor, you just happen to find out about us through the internet or whatever, you still can call our 800 number. It's 1-800-585-5783. I'm sorry. You can do that one 24 hours a day. If you want to speak to somebody live, call 1-844-246-6760. And the office hours are Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. and Saturday 8 a.m. to 12 noon, and that's Eastern Time. Or you can go directly to the website and sign up that way. The website address is scriptures4us, that's the number 4, US.com. You can sign up there. In fact, there's a lot of information right there that'll tell you everything you need to know about our company. Now, it amazes me, okay, that some people can complicate a one-car funeral. You know, this program is so simple, and we tell people there's really only 3 things that you need to do in order to be successful. But people somehow don't seem to believe that. Well, here's what you must understand. Most of what needs to be done is done by the company. In other words, when you sign up as a member, you get everything that you could possibly need to run your business. And if you had to do this on your own, okay, I'm telling you the truth, it would cost you about a minimum of $25,000. So you have a business worth $25,000 that you got for free. Now, you have to recognize that that's a benefit. You know, you're starting your own home-based business, and you shouldn't hesitate for 1 minute. I mean 1 minute, and I mean that when I say it, to, you know, stick this out long enough where you start earning some money. But to start this business that could earn you a lot of money and then quit after a couple of months, to me, is just plain foolish. And if you're that type of person, then I tell people right out, I don't know what you're looking for. If you're looking for some kind of get-rich-quick scheme, well, guess what? You came to the wrong company. We offer a legitimate business that takes time to build. But so what? Every business takes time to build. But you don't have to dish out $25,000 to start your business. You already have a business, turnkey. All you have to do is do a few things that we tell you to do. And as I said earlier, most everything is done by the company. For instance, you have an 800 number and an 844 number toll free where people can call and request an info pack or talk to a live representative. In case you didn't know it, these, you know, toll free numbers, they're not free. They're free to the caller, but they're certainly not free to us because we have to pay for each individual call that someone makes, okay? And that's why it's free. We're the ones that pay for the service. You have a complete website set up, which if you know anything about web designing, you know, we're talking about thousands of dollars. We're also talking about a system that keeps track of all your members, calculates all the commission checks, puts everybody in the proper order, sends out the commission checks. See, all of this is done by the company itself. And my God in heaven, you have to see this. You have to see what we're offering. Because if you don't see it, then you'll never see it. And I can tell you right now, I don't know what a person is looking for. If you're looking for a business that needs to be run like a business, that will earn you a lot of money, not in 2 months or 3 months even, but you have to give yourself enough time to at least break even. And I tell people in the beginning, get those figures, $10,000 a month, $5,000 a month, get those out of your head for now. Okay, that's very possible. All that's not a dream. It's a reality. You can earn that much money per month. But you're not going to do it in 2 months. And it's strange that people think that they're actually going to earn that amount of money by spending $19.95 a month and $25 to promote their business, and they think that in a couple months I should be earning a couple thousand a month. And then when they don't, guess what they do? Well, I'll tell you something. The first business I ever opened up was a beauty salon. I used to be in the hair business. I used to own two hair salons. But the first one, it cost me thousands of dollars, first of all, to buy the salon. And I had to pay rent. And I remodeled it, and it cost me, you know, a lot of money to open that salon. The first month, God strike me dead if I'm lying, my very first month, I took in $106. That's it. Now, I can't begin to tell you how much my expenses were that much. It was at least 10 times or 20 times that. But you know what? I never heard of earning a lot of money in a couple months. I was always taught, and I went to college, took some business courses. I was always taught a very simple principle. If you're going to go in business for yourself, then it's going to take time to build a business. So that's what was in my mind. I wasn't thinking about quitting. I just knew that if I kept on doing what I was doing, eventually I would, you know, be earning a lot of money, and what I thought became a reality, because there came a point when, you know, it was hard to even get an appointment there. And I had other people working for me, and eventually I had to open up another salon, which was much bigger. So all I can tell you, give yourself time to build your business. Don't quit. Because the moment you quit, is the moment you have failed. Now, we have all heard of a person called Donald Trump. Now, there used to be a show on Friday nights. Well, I used to love the show because it was called Ronnie Deutsch. He was, I guess, an entrepreneur, and he used to have people on there that started their own home-based business, you know, and how they became really successful, just working out of their basement and so forth and so on. And I always thought it was a good program for someone who, you know, started their own home-based business to watch. Unfortunately, it's not on anymore. But one time he had Donald Trump on there, and I'll never forget it because I almost know it word for word. He asked Donald, he says, you know, Donald, what's the secret of becoming, you know, a success? I mean, you're a multi-billionaire, so can you tell some of our viewers what the secret of success is? And here's what he said. I know a lot of millionaires who became millionaires because they never gave up. And he says, I know also know a lot of people who could have been millionaires, but they gave up. So Donnie asked him, he says, so the secret of success is never giving up? He says, you got it. Never give up. Now, with this program, and to me, this is amazing, and people should see this. Okay, the first thing you want to think about is breaking even. Now, if you looked at other companies, home-based business companies, you'll see that the minimum sometimes is $100, maybe sometimes $75, $100, $200 a month, okay? And a lot of these places don't even have a co-op. You know, you're kind of on your own, and all you're doing basically is buying products every month. But they're commission system usually and sometimes is based on your volume. So let's say that they want you to have a volume of at least $1,500, your volume and, you know, everybody else in your group. And then, you know, maybe you'll get 5% at the most. Well, it's going to take you a long time. And it's going to take you a long, you're going to have to get a lot of people in your group just to break even. I mean, it's going to be hundreds of people sometimes. And in that case, sometimes that goes on for like a year or so where people not even breaking even, okay? Now, the way we overcame that, okay, is our commission is not 5%. It's not 10%. It's not 25%. It's not 50%. It's 90%. Write that down, 90%. So I'm just going to ask somebody a question. All right, we give credit for $19.95 for every person that you sponsor into the program that joins one of the auto programs, either the Bible Lesson Online or the Bible Lesson on CD. So they're going to be credited for $19.95. Your monthly fee to join is also $19.95 minimum, okay? So how many people would you have to sponsor into this program before you break even? Anybody have an answer? Press 1 on your touch-tone phone. I'd like to hear somebody else say something. You haven't figured it out? Well, I could tell you right now, it's not 100, okay? Here's somebody, okay?
Cool.
Go ahead, caller, you're on the air. How many people do you need to sponsor on the auto program to break even?
You'll be ahead of the game by sponsoring 2. You'll already be in profit, in fact.
2? Are you sure? 2 people?
Yes. Yes.
Wow. Geez, I mean, thought you might need at least 20 or 30, 2 people. Did everybody hear that? That wasn't me saying it. It was one of our members. I don't know his name, but you want to give your name?
Yeah, I'm Merle Johnson.
Oh, hi, Merle. Okay, I know you.
Yeah.
2 people. All right, let me see if anybody else is on the line. Nobody. Okay, so you're the only one. All right, we'll you know, cut you off for now, and maybe you can give us a call, you know, press 1 on your touch-tone phone a little later.
Okay.
But anyhow, 2 people. Now, when you get 2 people, okay, here's what happens. You get $35 and some cents. You're paying $19.95. So your monthly membership is already paid for. See? So So, but you also have an extra $15 in your pocket. Now, show me another program where you can sponsor two people into the program and pay for your membership and then have another $15 in your pocket. Of course, that's not a lot, but it's something you should think about. And here's what I try to tell people. Let's go to three people. Let's say you get three people. Okay, now not only has your membership been paid for, but you also paid for a $25 co-op. So you have your membership for 1 month, and you have your $25 co-op paid for, and you still have a little extra money in your pocket. Now, of course, you're not going to want to stop at one or two people. The whole secret of doing this is to add people to your group every month, and that's why we have the co-op advertising program to help you add people to your group. Plus, we have postcards you can purchase to send out to people and add people that to your group that way. Now, here's something that you must understand, okay? And I say must because you must. And if you don't understand this, what's going to happen is you're going to get impatient. And the next step for being impatient is quitting. And when you quit, you're already lost. You're not going to fail. You already failed, okay? But listen to this very closely. Whatever it took to get you to one person join your group, okay, and if you continue to do that same thing month after month after month, what caused you to get one person, then there's no reason why doing that same thing month after month after month where you will have two people and three people and five people and 10 people. And that keeps going and going and going and will not stop as long as you're doing the same thing month after month after month. But when you stop doing what brought you that first person or that third person, then the momentum starts. And then you'll be stuck with how many members you have at that point. Now, I hope you understand that because that's important to know. Because everybody wants to know that their group is growing. So if your group is growing, even if it's growing at a slow rate, that doesn't mean it's always going to be that way because we're starting to do more advertising than we did before. We're also offering more ways for people to add to their group. We're giving more incentives for people to join the co-op advertising program. In case you didn't know, we just added one about a month ago. Okay, we added a three-month $49 co-op. In other words, you pay 3 months in advance for the co-op, for the $49 co-op, and it costs you $147. And we will send you free of charge, no additional charges, no nothing, completely paid for, a $300 restaurant certificate. And when you just sign the form and send it in, you will get a $25 coupon in the mail, good at over 3,500 restaurants nationwide, many of them in your own area. And that's worth $300. And all you're paying is $147. So you've already made, just by joining that program, you made $150, $157. See, now this is what we're offering. This is what we're trying to get people to do, all right? We know what works and what doesn't work. The other one is if you join this $25 co-op for 6 months, comes out to $150, the same as the other one, but this one's $25 for 6 months. And you'll also get the $300 restaurant coupon. No extra charges, no fees of any kind, nothing hidden. They're exactly what we say they are. You'll get a $25 certificate every month for 1 year. Also, if you don't want that, we offer a $100 grocery coupon where you can save $100 on groceries or a $100 gas coupon that you can use towards gas purchases. Whatever one of those you want, we'll send it to you if you join those either one of those prepaid co-op advertising programs. So we're doing everything on our end to try to encourage people because we know that this program works. And there's people that are that also know that this program works. However, there are some people that don't realize this program is not working for them because they're not following the three steps that we recommend they do. And I mentioned that right in the beginning. Three things you need to do to be successful. Number one, okay, join either one of the auto programs, either the Bible Lesson Online for $19.95 or the Bible Lesson on CD, which is $21.95. Now, that automatically qualifies you as a member and entitles you to get a commission of 90% off every person that joins your company that joins either one of those auto programs, okay? That's the first thing you have to do. If you're not doing that, then you're not entitled to receive a commission. Number two is you need to add people to your group. It's just like if you open up a hair salon, all right? I always say that because I was in that business. And let's say that you spend a lot of money remodeling and so forth and so on, but you decided you wanted to save a little money, and you didn't put a sign up there. So a month went by, and you didn't get anybody in there. And then you wonder, why is this? Gee, we've got a nice, beautiful salon here, and you ask one of the help, what's going on? How come nobody's come into the salon yet? And they told you, well, maybe you should put a sign out there. See, if nobody knows what you have to offer, you know, how are they going to join your group? So you have to let people know what you're offering. If you don't do that, I mean, how are you going to get people to join your group? Is it just somehow by osmosis or something? See, so promoting your business is essential. If that's not true, then why does McDonald's, Budweiser, Pizza Hut, all these multi-billion-dollar companies advertise? Why do they spend tens of millions of dollars a year on advertising if advertising doesn't work? If it doesn't work, then they would have been out of business a long time ago. And just think about this. Budweiser, during the Super Bowl, will spend $10 million on one-minute commercial. Now, do you think they know what they're doing? Do you think they know that if they advertise and spend $10 million, that they're going to recoup that money back probably at least double by advertising on the Super Bowl, which goes to billions of people around the world? Of course they know that. Well, you have to know the same thing. Just duplicate what they do. If they advertise, then you should advertise. In fact, when I had a hair salon, one of the people that came as a customer, she was working for a big advertising agency. And I asked her, you know, I said, could you tell me what's the secret of advertising? She says, well, I can tell you one thing that we know for sure. Those who advertise do the most business. So it's that simple. So that's what I tell you. Advertise your business. Don't worry about spending $25 a month. And if you're worried about that, then, again, I say, I don't know what the heck you're looking for. Or maybe it's a good idea to go out and buy a lottery ticket. Because if you think that $25 a month is a lot of money to promote your business that could earn you thousands and more per month for the rest of your life, then you better take a step back and take a good look at what we're offering here, okay? $25 a month is $300 a year. Is $300 a year a lot of money to promote a business for 1 year? I used to spend five times that much every month my own hair salons. See, so we're talking about peanuts, folks. And I mean peanuts. And you have to realize this is a very small amount of money. Okay? So don't hesitate to spend your money to build your business because there's no other way to do it. I wish there was, because I would tell you. There isn't. So we got step one, join the auto program. Step two, add people to your group. The best way is through the co-op advertising program or the postcards. And number three, contact the people that joined your group. Don't send them an email. We already send them an email. They don't need another one from you. What they need is they want your personal voice. So now what we're telling people, and we already knew this, but we didn't really think about putting it in an email. Sometimes people, when they sign up online or they sign up over the phone, okay, will misspell their email address. So let's say their email address was rosario@gmail.com, and instead of putting the O at the end, they accidentally left that out. So they got rosari@gmail.com. Well, that's not their email address, okay? And we don't know that, and maybe they didn't even know that. So what happens is when they sign up with that, you know, email address that's not theirs, well, guess what? You're going to get an email telling you that you got a new member, but that person's not going to get an email. So they're left out in limbo. You know, they signed up or thought they gave the correct information, but they didn't. So now what we're doing is we're putting a note right at the top of all the emails. When you get a new member added to your group, you're going to see something up there that says, sponsor, highly important. And it says, call this member to find out if they received the same email you just did. If they didn't, tell them to look in their junk mail, because sometimes, you know, emails that may look like junk mail go into their spam or junk mail folder. They don't know it, okay? So they don't see it unless they actually go there. Or they just may have been given the wrong information. Their email was wrong, so that they didn't get it. So by calling them, okay, that's what you're going to ask them. You know, Tom, I'm calling because I got an email that you signed up with Scriptures for Us. I'm your sponsor. My name is so-and-so. And I want to know if you got the same email I did. You know, if they say no, I didn't get any email, you know, say, okay, well, it might be a good idea to look in your spam folder and see if it was there. If you can do it right now, I'll wait on the phone. In fact, why don't you do this? Why don't you give me your email address, the correct one, and I'll find out, because I have all the information, you know, in my back office. I'll see if it's correct. If not, I'll have the company correct it for you. See, now this gives you a good excuse to call that person. See, that's the opening to call this person. We're not trying to sell them something. We just want to make sure they got the information that they requested. See, everybody should have their own website, and sometimes they do, but they don't even know where it's at or how to get there because the incorrect email address was given. Now, this happens, believe it or not, more than you know, okay? Just had somebody the other day that just realized they put an extra O in their email address. Well, they didn't get an email. Good thing the sponsor found out and contacted us. We corrected it, and then they got the information. I hope that you can see how important this is, because if you don't do this and they do have the wrong email, or their email that they got went into the junk file and they didn't look there, well, they're all of a sudden in limbo. You know, I think, gee, I never heard anything from this company. Maybe it's just a scam. You don't know what people are going to think. See, so contacting that person is extremely, extremely important. So that's your first opening. You want to find out if their email address is correct and whether or not they received the same email that you did, because the email you're going to receive is the same one they're going to receive. It's a carbon copy. So then that'll open up a door to say, you know what, Tom, since I got you on the phone, it's a good idea if you want to receive a free info pack. The company requires that you confirm all the information that you have. Now, they must do that themselves. We don't ask our sponsors to do this, confirm information. That's against company policy. Everybody has to confirm information themselves. See, Tom, well, if you want to get your info pack sent in the mail, what Scriptures for Us requires you to do is to confirm all the information that you submitted. Now, here's the phone number you can call, 1-844-246-6760, and then tell them Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., and they should have all that information in the email once they get it, okay? But if they don't, just repeat it to them. Or you can just send them an email, tell them that all the information is correct, and then they'll send you an info pack. And at that point, okay, they may start to ask you questions. Like, oh, I don't know, how much money could I make? How does this program work? Blah, blah, blah. You know, they want to know everything right over the phone. We don't recommend you do that. So here's what you do. In fact, we don't like it when, you know, unless you've been with the company a long time, you know everything there is to know about it, okay? But if you're new, you don't know a lot about the company, we recommend you don't try to train that person. What you do is this. Say, Tom, why don't you do this? Why don't you wait until you get your info pack? Because for me to try to explain something to you without you having something in front of you may be a little confusing. You know, does that make sense to you? See, I always ask people that. Does that make sense to you? And of course, they're going, oh, yeah, it does make sense. So, wait till you get your info pack, and then, you know, we'll call you. Then I'll call you back, and we can talk again. Say, okay, for now, I got to go. I got a couple of other phone calls, members I have to call, and so forth. So you end the phone call. No training, okay? That's not your job. In fact, we even tell it in the email that a sponsor is not your boss, they're not your trainer, they're just someone who introduced you into the program, they're your fellow brother and sister in Christ, and all you want to do is get to know that person, who they are, where they live, maybe where they work, get to know something personal about them. We're not dictators. We don't tell people how to run their business, okay? We help them along the way and encourage them. That's what a sponsor does. Now, how will you know whether or not that person confirmed their information after you hang up? Well, again, every time someone, a member, does something, you will know exactly what they do. Another one, when they request information, you're going to get the same email they did. When they decide to join the auto program, you're going to get the same email. When they decide to join the co-op, you're going to get the same email. When they confirm their information, we're going to send them an email telling them that their information has been confirmed and their info pack is on the way, and you will get the same email. Now, here's why this is important. Okay, we know that there's a lot of people out there that they call tire kickers. These are just people that like information. Maybe they have nothing better to do, so they want something to read while they're in the bathroom or something. I don't know. But they just go from company to company, just requesting information and never do anything. Now, we know for a fact that if someone, and this really should make sense to you, or anybody for that matter, if someone is not willing to take 1 minute out of their day to confirm their information so they can get an info pack, then really, how interested could they be in starting their own home-based business? From our experiences and from our statistics, we know not very much. However, if someone's willing to do that, spend 1 minute, then you know that person's interested in doing something. At least they have an interest, and you could start from there, okay, and build on it. So if you get a person that you called and talked to and you never got an email from them, okay, I wouldn't call them again. What I would do is maybe send them an email and say you still have time to, you know, want to get your info pack, but I wouldn't try to, you know, bug that person in any way or try to put pressure on them. Just, you know, leave them alone. But the person that does confirm, you know, we recommend you wait about a week. You just want to make sure they have their info pack before you call again. Okay, and then you call them and say, here, I see you got your info pack, and, you know, did you read it over? And, you know, if you have any questions, you know, the company recommends that you call them so you get all the, so you know that your answer is going to be 100% accurate from the company. But in the meantime, I think it might be a good idea for you to think about joining the auto program. You should have got something in there that explains everything about the auto program. And might be a good idea if you want to start building your business to join the co-op advertising program. I joined both of these, and I'm thankful I did because my group is starting to grow, and I can see that by doing this, I have a good financial future. See, so again, you don't want to train people. You just want to suggest what they do because that's what you do. You always want to recommend what you do. Now, that's if you, now again, three steps. Now, here's what happens. When you leave one of those steps out, the whole thing falls apart. And believe me when I tell you falls apart, that's exactly what I'm telling you. Especially that last one. Talking to people and calling them and letting them know that you're a real person. You know, I mean, they get an email with your name on it, thinking you're probably going to contact them, and you never, they never hear from you. But what are they going to think? Well, probably not worth very much. If this guy's not willing to call me and give me a little information about the company, then it's probably not worth very much. So you don't know what people are going to think. And I've had people even tell me that, you know, I'm glad my sponsor called me because if I was just getting ready to quit. I thought maybe this was a scam or something. See, so a lot of people think that way because nowadays there's so many scams going on the Internet, and people are much more leery than they used to be. So by you calling them, you're going to confirm and solidify the fact that you're a real person, and that you took the time and you care about them. You know, it took a minute out of your day to call them and say, hello, welcome to my group, you know. And you want to make sure they got their email. You want to make sure they get their info pack. That's all you're doing. You're being considerate to that person. I mean, if you went into a barbershop or a beauty salon that, and the person is doing your hair or cutting your hair never said one word to you, well, you know, how would you feel when you walked out of there? Would you feel comfortable going back there again? You probably wouldn't want to go back there again. Well, see, that's the way people feel. They think, you know, how come this person doesn't call me, you know? So call the person. Now, I just talked to somebody, God strike me dead, the other day who has a ton of people in his group, okay? And this is why we know this works, okay? We have the statistics. We look at people's groups. We look at the people that are doing good. We look at what they're doing that caused their group to grow. We look at other people's groups who have people, but their group is not growing and nothing's happening. I talked to somebody last week that was wondering why he's not making more money. And I looked at his group and I said, boy, you got a lot of people. And he did. He had about, I don't know, 30 people maybe. Maybe not that many, but he had 20 or 30 people. And he had one person that signed up for the auto program. So I asked him, I says, I know usually what to ask. The first question that's going to come out of my mouth is, you know, are you calling the people that joined your group? And he said, no, and I'm not calling them. I said, well, that's the reason why people aren't participating. They, you know, you don't, if you don't call them, people get suspicious or they want to hear from you. You know, they want at least a little information before they do anything. And here's honest to God what he told me. He says, I don't believe that. You know, I mean, if people want to participate, they're going to do it. Why should I have to call them? You know, I don't know. It's like, I mean, I didn't say that, but I was stunned. I said, well, our statistics show that people who call their members are the ones that are earning the most amount of money. I said, what more proof do you need than that? He says, well, I don't feel like calling people. I don't like doing that. Well, you know, he sent me an email after I think he's, you know, saying he's thinking about quitting. Well, you know, what are you going to do? I mean, you certainly can't force people to do that, but I could tell you the truth. If you're not doing that, you're going to find yourself in the same position that he's in right now. And not only did you waste your time, but you wasted your money because it got you nowhere. And all you had to do is pick up the phone and call somebody. You're not trying to sell them on this program. You're not a salesman. You're just someone that's calling that person and welcoming them to your group and saying, hello, I want to find out if you got the same email I got. Just want to make sure we got all the information is correct. I mean, that's not hard, folks. It's not hard. And the more you do it, the easier it becomes. And the easier it becomes, the more you're going to do it. And the more you do it, the more money you're going to find yourself making. Because what you want to do is you want to be able to communicate that with person and kind of tell them what they need to do. You know, such as we want to make sure you got the right email address, the phone number. We want to make sure that you get your info pack. We want to make sure that you join the auto program and the co-op advertising program. Because you want them to do the same thing you're doing, and if you're not doing it, then why should they? So you have to be an example to the person you're sponsoring. You know, they imitate you, and you got a successful group. But if you're not doing those three steps, you know, and they ask you, are you calling people? Because you never called me. Sometimes you'll get a call from the person you sponsored. And they'll even come right out and tell you, I thought you were going to call me, but since I never heard from you, I thought I'd call you. Or they'll email us and say, my sponsor's never called me, which means, I mean, this is not isolated. I can't begin to tell you how many times or how many emails we get people telling us this, which shows me that people want their sponsor to call them. See? And when you do, you start earning money. I can't tell you one person, okay, that's not doing all three of those steps that's making a lot of money in this company. Because the ones that are making good money right now, a lot more than they're spending on a monthly basis, are following those three steps. Of course, if you did the first two, then you didn't have to worry about doing those again because everything's automatic. The only thing you have to be concerned about is that third step of contacting your group. Now, another thing, please, by all means, learn how to use your back office. Now, the back office will show you everything that's going on within your own group. Okay? Now, just go back there. Don't worry about knowing anything. Just click on the various tabs there. The only tabs you really want to be concerned about at this particular point in time is the genealogy, and what that does, you click that on, and if you have people in your group, it will show that person's name, and it'll have their email address. And in the genealogy, you're able to email just one person. If you want to email just one person in your group there, there's a little tab, you just under their name, you just click that on, you can just email that particular person, okay? The other tab, which is really the best one to go to, is the commissions. Now, when you click that on, you'll see two areas. One says, view my commissions. When you click that on, it'll tell you how much commission you have coming for that month. You just scroll down to where it says, your commission for this month, and it'll tell you how much you're getting for that month. Now, that doesn't mean it's going to be for the whole month, because as you add people to your group and they join the auto program, that keeps changing. Okay. Then if you click on commissions again, you'll get the commission that are due to you. And then underneath that, it'll say, view your first level volume. Now, this tab is probably the most valuable, because when you click that on, it has rows. It'll have a person's name. It'll have their ID number, I mean their username. It'll have their email address, it'll have their phone number. And then it has categories like personal volume, group volume. In other words, it'll tell you if that person has another person sponsored and whether that person's doing anything, if they've sponsored anybody. Don't even worry about those. Just look at the very last area in that column. It says personal volume. Now, if that person joined the auto program, you'll always see 1995 there. If you don't see that at the end, okay, of that, then you know that person hasn't joined the auto program. And you might want to, you know, not bug them again. You might want to, you know, if they've already sent for an info pack, then you might want to send them an email. I see that you haven't joined the auto program. Is there anything I can help you with to make a, you know, help you make a decision? Or send them an email, okay? Now, here's another important tab. Again, this will help your group. It's called email. Now, when you click that on, what happens is there's a window that says subject, and underneath that there's another window that says subject, and underneath that it says email my group. Now, this is a section where you can send an email to every single person in your group with one click of the, you know, the bottom tab there. And we recommend that you use this and always and only put something that's personal, some personal experience that you had with the company. For instance, in the subject, you might put invigorating bath and shower gel. And then in the body, where you actually write the letter, again, you want to keep it short and sweet and to the point. Dear member, I just purchased some scriptures for us in bath, invigorating bath and shower gel, and I could tell you right now I really love it. My skin feels great, it smells great, and I love it. And I'm encouraging you to maybe try this product or one of their other products, because I know now that they do have the best products around. Or you might want to, and that's about all you say. Then tell them, well, if you want to order some products, go to your site, and there's a big red box at the top. Click that on it. It'll bring you to the online store, and you can see all the products they have to offer. And then, you know, put God bless, you know, so-and-so. And then you click that, and that same email will go to every single person in your group. Now, you might want to send, like, a different one. Let's say you put in the subject co-op advertising. And you put in there, dear member, I just joined the co-op advertising a month ago, and I already have people being added to my group. A few of them already joined the auto program. I can see I'm going to be earning a check this month. And I know that if I continue to do this, stay in this program, you know, that my check's going to continue to grow. If you haven't joined the co-op yet, then I suggest you do it as soon as possible. God bless, you know, so-and-so. And click it, and that will go to every person in your group. Of course, as time goes by, you're going to get hundreds of people in your group, so you're going to be able to send that same message to every person in your group. Now, you don't want to do that once a week or twice a week. We recommend maybe about once a month, and always do it towards the end of the month or the beginning of the month. And always, okay, make this a newsletter with something that you yourself are experiencing with the company. In other words, you could put invigorating bath and shower gel, and you could put, yeah, scripture says that they have the best shower products on the market, and I think I'm going to try. No. See, that's what we say. You want to tell that person your experiences with that particular product, that particular service, that particular sales aid, if you send out postcards or whatever, or that particular service or conversation, or, you know, you might want to share something that you had a conversation with somebody and you thought this might be a good idea to share with people that you call. Always make it something that you yourself are experiencing and doing, and that you recommend that they do the exact same thing. So your personal testimony is 100 times greater than us telling them the same thing. That's why personal testimonies are good. Well, I can tell you again, follow those three steps. You know, watch your group grow little by little. Don't get discouraged, okay? Sometimes things come, you know, all at once. Sometimes you may not get, you may get, you know, a couple of people, three people in one month, and not one of them join. Next month, you may get two. But it's just a matter of time that you're going to get people that will join your group. It happens all the time. It's called the law of averages, and it works. But if you quit before you've given yourself enough time, okay, then you've already failed. Now, remember, two people, you've paid for your membership. Three people, not only did you pay for your membership, but you paid for your autoship. And if you continue to do the same thing that got you three people, then there's no reason why, given enough time, you shouldn't have 100 people in your group. Okay? That's just the way it works. And that's why people in this, in home-based businesses are earning thousands and tens of thousands of dollars per month. And that's not a daydream. It's a reality. And it could be yours only if you develop patience. Okay, and that's one of the fruit of the Spirit. Remember that. For the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, long-suffering, tenderness, self-control. So that's the secret, as Donald Trump said. Never give up. And he should know because he's a multi-billionaire. Okay? Now, that's the end of this show for this week. Now, does anybody have a question or comment? You know, just press 1 on your touch-tone phone, and I'll put you on the air. I don't see anybody yet. Anybody have a comment? I sure would like somebody to say, give them a comment. Say, oh, you did a good job there, Rosario. Or I have a question or anything. Nothing? All right. That's fine. Now, remember, these shows are, I don't know who this is. Hold on. Somebody does have a question or a comment. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air.
Yes.
Hello?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah,
I was wondering.
Give me a comment or question. Go ahead.
Yes. You give us a general idea of the number of people who are making $1,000 a month in the program?
What we don't do is we don't recommend that you do this or anybody else do this. How much a person could make is already spelled out for them. All they have to do is realize if I get, you know, 50 people in my group, then I'm going to make this much money. If I get 20 people in my group, I'm going to get this much money. How much money someone else is making has nothing at all to do with how much money you'll make. Okay? It's strictly up to you. Okay, not someone else. Someone else doesn't work your business for you. You work your own business. So we don't like to give projections. We don't like to say, well, so many people are earning so much money doing this, doing that. All I can tell you is that this program works. And if you want to start earning extra money, okay? Now, here's what people don't realize. I think sometimes they don't take a smaller, you know, they usually take $1,000 or, $2,000 or whatever. But they don't value a smaller amount, okay, which is really something you should do, okay? Let's say after 6 months, okay, that you're earning $200 a month. Now, of course, you'd like to make more than that, but let's think back a couple years when people were losing their homes. Does everybody remember that? Now, would $200 a month been enough in their pocket to pay their mortgage so they wouldn't have lost their home? Of course it would. And what about $500 a month? That's within everybody's reach, okay? Again, given enough time. $500 a month is $6,000 a year. And if you're on the auto program and you're on the $25 a month co-op, and you're earning $500 a month, it's costing you less than $50 to earn $500. So, you know, maybe we should think about smaller amounts for now. All right? I want to earn $200 a month. If you can earn $200, I mean, see, these are what they call goals. But you always have to have a short-term goal, okay, and then a long-term goal. I try to tell people, make your short-term goal three people. That's it. Don't worry about, you know, $1,000 a month, $10,000 a month. Don't even think about that for now. just write on a piece of paper, I want to earn, I want to sponsor three people into this group. Here's what I'm going to do to get there. I'm going to join the auto program, and I'm going to join the co-op advertising program. And once you get three, is it going to stop there if you continue to do the same thing? Of course not.
No.
It's not going to stop at three people. It's going to grow to four, and it's going to grow to five, and it's going to grow to six, and it's going to grow as big as you want. And then eventually you will be earning $1,000. Some people can reach that quicker than others because they're really promoters. They do all those steps plus extra. They sponsor people into the Givers Program, which we didn't even talk about today, okay? That's another thing that we'll have a phone call, conference call just on that, the Givers Program, which helps you build your group. But don't worry about what other people are earning. Just concentrate on your group, okay? And just set your first goal, okay, is three people. And if you can do that, then there's no reason why you couldn't do 300. Of course, it doesn't happen overnight. But if it takes you 2 or 3 years to start earning $5,000 a month or more, would it be worth it?
Yes.
Would it be worth? Would $60,000 a year be worth spending less than $50 a month to promote your business?
Yes.
Well, if you don't have patience,
yes,
you'll never get there. Okay. So if you're interested in earning that cut, you set your goal small for now, and then set another goal. Maybe you might want to go from three. Okay, next goal is I want to get 10 people. Okay, then just keep increasing that goal until you start earning more money than you thought possible. It just works that way. All right, anybody else have a question or comment? Thanks for the question, by the way. No one else? Okay. Well, okay, I want to thank everybody again for... Wait, here's... I want to thank everybody again for listening. And we'll have this archive probably maybe tomorrow. We're just kind of switching this site over, so it's a little bit easier. The links get broken sometimes, so that's we're going to do it a different way this time, so it's a little easier. So maybe they'll start on that other site tomorrow. So if so, we'll let you know. We'll give you the link to get there so you can start listening to the lessons without links being broken anyway. And so always look at your email. If we don't have it out tomorrow, we'll definitely have it on Monday so you can listen to it 24/7. Again, excuse me, I have the hiccups tonight. Thanks for listening. God bless you. And one more thing that I always like to say at the end of each conference call. I don't know why I call it a conference call. It's Blog Talk Radio Show. Don't forget that your Savior, Jesus Christ, died on the cross for you because he loves you. And so do I. And I mean that with all my heart. And if you ever need any help or ever have a question or just need to talk to somebody, you're more than welcome to call me at that toll-free number. It's on your site on the hours that are listed. So again, thanks for listening, and God bless each and every one of you, and have a nice weekend.